Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Back to it. And the top of the pocket fires. Bateman's got it again. Out of bounds at the 42. Gain of 18.
Mike Tirico, NBC on the call. That was Rashad Bateman making a reception as the Ravens outlasted Jacksonville last season on their way to the number one seed in the AFC. But Rashad Bateman, one of his 32 catches, 367 yards with a touchdown as his target share dropped dramatically compared to where it was 2 years ago. And quite frankly, even though he averaged over 19 yards a reception, he didn't get a ton of targets. He made the most of them with big production. As we talk about wide receivers, deep class in 2024, the possibility of Rashad Bateman ascending to some sort of star status. And John Harbaugh said he's going to have a big year. You said Jason Lockenfour, our colleague here on The Fan, hinting that he might get traded before it's all said and done. Rashad Bateman, and why are we talking about him? Well, I think he should be under scrutiny because if he stays, he needs to have a big year. But it's also part of the Eric DaCosta story, five drafts in, being graded by the Baltimore Sun, by their three NFL writers here, in Brian Wacker, Childs Walker, and, of course, Mike Preston. Brian gives him a B. Childs gives him DaCosta, we're talking about, right. B+. And then Mike gives him a B as well. But we look back at 2021, Bateman and Oway under much scrutiny, and rightfully so. And then third-round pick Ben Cleveland, you would think, Vinny, heading into his fourth year, you lost both guards. He's filling one of the spots. And that's not an absolute certainty by any stretch of the imagination.
Competition.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, let me ask you this. Of Oway and Bateman, which one do you think that this could happen for them? For Bateman, 50-plus catches over 700 yards. Owe, over 8 sacks.
Wow. So Owe has 13 sacks combined. He's peaked at 5 twice.
Right.
Bateman has never really had that monster season. Injuries the first 2 years prevented that from happening. Last year just didn't appear to be in the mix. All right, assuming he stays, I'll go Bateman.
Yeah, me too. I have much more confidence in Bateman because to me, with Oway's never had production, Bob. I mean, Bateman's had production in college and in those types of things. And he averaged 20 yards a catch, I want to say, his rookie year. So he's had some production. He just, if he can be the guy or one of the guys, one of, you know, all right, you take away Odell. All right, give 30 of those targets or, you know, to Bateman. And let's let Bateman get on the same wavelength as Lamar. Let's let them get, you know, chummy with each other. And then I think that Bateman could have a very good year.
Well, who's it incumbent upon? Does Bateman need to be, hey, Lamar, let's be friends? Or does Lamar need to recognize a little bit more what he's bringing to the equation in real time? Because we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. Look, Zay Flowers right out of the gate was, you're my guy.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown was his guy. Yep. Mark Andrews has been his guy. When Andrews went down, Isaiah Likely became his guy. He seems to have relationships with certain players. Not saying it's a good or bad thing, but, you know, you eat if Lamar is comfortable with you and what you bring to the table.
The only thing I would say different about the Andrews Likely thing, Bob, I think that's the position. Because when Andrews went down, like Likely was
sure
getting it all.
And then Andrews came back and you forgot Likely was even on the
right
field in the playoff game.
So what does Flowers and Marquise have in common?
Work out with him?
South Florida guys.
Florida.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, know each other kind of thing. So being a high school quarterback, that my receiver, it's up to the receiver. You got to show the quarterback that, hey, let's go catch balls. Let's go work. You know, and then you got to gain trust by doing that. And then you know when the trust really comes? He starts making plays for you in the game, and then it's on. And that's what Bateman has got to get Lamar's trust. Not Lamar has got to – Lamar's one that's got to – Bateman's got to earn the trust from Lamar.
Bateman's only 24 years old. Doesn't turn 25 until November. But looking at his stats since he came out of Minnesota as a first-round draft pick, where his last year there, COVID, injured, just kind of wasted season.
Looked heavy.
For him. Rookie year, 12 games, 46 receptions, 515, one touchdown, 11.2. Year two, 22, averaged 19 per reception, couple of touchdowns, got hurt again, only 15 catches. And then last year, 16 games, 32 and 56 targets, 11.6. Again, it seemed as though he was a forgotten guy.
Yeah.
And watching the games, and again, I just do it like everybody else, watching it on TV or whatever. Oh, that's right. There's Bateman.
Yeah.
Then you go, well, where's Bateman?
But, Bob, are his college stats on there, too?
I do not have those.
Okay. Because, like, the year prior to his whatever it was, junior or senior year, you know, the year before he came out, Mel had him in his top 10. You know, I think he had a...
like overall prospect.
Overall, yes.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, and had an outstanding year. Then the COVID thing, I guess he got COVID. He did not look like the same guy watching him on film. I can tell you that.
But let's get to Cleveland as we're talking about Eric DaCosta. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, News from the Nest. If you're not a subscriber to the Baltimore Sun, grading Eric through 5 years as the GM, and in particular some of the draft stuff, why has Ben Cleveland been such a non-factor, disappointing player coming out of Georgia, by the way? But as we said, you know, we're talking offensive line. We're talking about a guy in Andrew Voorhees. He played last year, plugging and playing, and we kind of forget that Ben Cleveland could be part of the mix. I mean, this could be a guy, Vinny, that might not make it out of training camp, but he usually shows up out of shape.
Yeah, the biggest thing, Bob, I mean, I've never... when I laid eyes on Cleveland, I mean, he's a monster. But a couple things that I don't like in offensive linemen. Number one, 10 and 2, their toes point when they walk. I mean, knees
duck
are
walking.
Out.
Yeah.
Knees are out. And the other thing, he can't bend his knees. And he's not a very good athlete. That's the problem. I mean, he's big. That's it. You know, so I just... he's always going to struggle, Bob, versus quickness because he can't recover.
Now, we'll get into this year or last year's draft class when we return later in the hour and certainly when we get to NFL lunch. But coming back, because, you know, time
is... real quick, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bateman's stats in 2019. 13 games, 60 catches, for 1,219 yards, averaged 20.3 with 11 touchdowns.
That was 19.
That was his sophomore year prior to the COVID year when he came out, which he had 36 for 487.
It's been 8-Handy, 105.7. The Fan will come back, count some money, hopefully buy or sell. Talk about sports topics that Nolan wants to get into. We'll talk about the Orioles. Jim Hunter, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, longtime voice of the Orioles. Hey, Grayson Rodriguez, he got hit. They were making loud contact. First batter of the game, Mike Trout, probably a little agitated that Ron Washington called him out for not swinging with the bases loaded the night before. So he leads off with a homer, went downhill from there for Grayson. Orioles trying to win the series, however, this afternoon behind Dean Kramer. Another draft profile coming up around 12:45. NFL lunch. Get back to Eric DaCosta. American League East report. Tampa Bay scuffling a little bit here. We'll get into that. And then Cordell Woodland, our colleague on the Fan, preview the draft with him around 1:00.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
30.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
NFL draft tomorrow. Orioles this afternoon. Little day baseball, everybody. Birds trying to win a series after losing last night. Still having a very good year. Dean Kramer trying to pick up his first win of the season. Get into all of that. Got the NBA and the Stanley Cup playoffs happening in a big way. And we will discuss as much as we can in our allotted time. But right now, let's count that money by ourselves.
As good as yesterday was, Bob, today's bad. Dow's down 134. S&P's down 17. NASDAQ is down 38. DraftKings is down 36 cents. Under Armour's down 2 cents.
Buy or Sell is brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. We'll start in Major League Baseball. Every bad call by an umpire at this point. The cries for an automated strike zone system only grow louder. What would that system look like, though? Some have suggested implementing just a challenge system. A batter, catcher, manager, whoever can challenge any ball strike call they want at any point. Others have said a full-on automated system where a computer makes the calls, relays them to the home plate umpire in real time. Well, Lance Lynn, veteran pitcher and is certainly been around for a while in Major League Baseball, he recently chimed in during a podcast interview and said that he believes a fully automated system where the computer is making the calls would lead to a clear advantage for pitchers. Says that everybody on the mound would basically be trying to paint the corners nonstop, knowing that the computer would give them a better chance of calling those strikes than a human would. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that an automated ball strike system would create an unfair advantage?
I'm selling it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many pitchers paint the corners like that?
Yeah.
If anything, those painting the corners pitches that you would normally get if you're of the Greg Maddux, Mike Messina, I'm talking about Hall of Famers, but you get the point, you'd get that call. Automatic umpire be like, no, that's a ball. I think, if anything, the hitters would have an advantage because they'd have a better idea what the strike zone will be on that given day as opposed to guessing with the home plate umpire will decide to call. Sean Barber, for the most part, against the Orioles, or with the Orioles and Royals on Sunday, he was strong. But Angel Hernandez, I don't even think he knows what a ball or strike is anymore. And if he's purposely trying to tank things, as some would suggest, well, hopefully he'll be gone by the time. Anyway, nah, I'm selling it. I think the hitters get the advantage.
He might get the strike call, still call it a ball.
He'll be the robot. That'll be the craziest thing of them all.
Let's see here. Michael Penix. He's had to overcome a lot of injuries, season-ending ones at that, in his college career. Four of them in the span of 4 years, to be specific. And it's now at a point where that's the biggest or really the only knock against him heading into draft night. He actually penned an open letter to NFL GMs as part of a Players Tribune piece last week. Quote here from him says, "You people always say, what happens if he gets injured again? Haven't I shown you what that looks like? Haven't I put almost 2,000 plays on tape since my last injury? Vinny, buy or sell, if it wasn't for that injury history, Penix would be a consensus top three quarterback in the class."
Yeah, I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell that. I think he's got a great arm and all, but people aren't talking about him in those same terms as they are the other guys. Can he spin the ball and do all that? Yeah, he doesn't have the mobility that the others have. But it sounds like, I mean, because Mel texted me and said he keeps hearing about the Raiders and Penix Jr., and the Raiders are picking, what, 14, something like that? So
that would be a reach, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Well, when you look at their division, they'd be the only ones without. And you got to have, otherwise you can't compete with Mahomes and Herbert.
What's Denver got working at quarterback right now?
They're looking too.
Yeah.
And look who's picking.
They got Zach Wilson now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's your starter.
Let me rephrase. What else are they looking for?
They're trying to trade up to get some, they're trying to move and groove too, but, they're trying to move up with their own players.
Over in the NBA here, end of season awards, talked about this a bit yesterday. The finalists have been revealed for MVP. No surprise, Nikola Jokic. He's a finalist for the fourth season in a row. Meanwhile, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander get some recognition here as finalists for the first time in their careers. The betting odds, though, if you're trying to get an early look at who may take home the hardware, it looks like it's going to be Jokic. The odds very, very lopsided in favor of him winning for a third time in his career. We know voter fatigue can come into consideration sometimes, but Jokic, the track record, very strong. Probably could have even won it last year over Embiid. Some people thought that he was worthy there. Buy or sell, Bob, the Joker's 2023-24 campaign was less impressive than his back-to-back MVPs a few years back.
I'm going to soft sell that. I mean, when you set the bar so high, it's like, so what was Wilt Chamberlain's best year? What was Larry Bird's best year? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, et cetera, et cetera. You have this level of excellence. It's just kind of hard to not be awesome. And he's been awesome. And Luka's a fabulous player. And SGA, we're big fans of him on Vinny and Haney 105.7 The Fan. But, I mean, give the guys some credit. He's a beast, and he's got dad bod. He's got an old school game. I mean, he doesn't jump out of the gym, but he can do literally. He might have the best court vision of any player in the league. So, hey, what did I say? I'm selling.
You're selling.
Yeah,
you locked it.
Not even soft selling. I'm full on selling. Well, I don't even know what soft sell means. It's a band, I believe. Painted love.
We'll close with this here. The Steelers. They got off to a very fast start this offseason, revamped their quarterback room, also added some other notable free agents, Patrick Queen, Cordero Patterson, Van Jefferson, just to name a few. So as they prepare to add even more talent in this weekend's draft, what's their biggest remaining need? Mike Tomlin, during their pre-draft press conference, said because of that early offseason activity, they aren't, quote, thirsty in any particular area. Vinny, buy or sell, the Steelers are more in position to take best player available than your average team.
I'm going to sell it. They need offensive linemen, Norm, and they need desperately offensive linemen. They don't have a center, number one, and they need a tackle, number two.
So they'll be drafting offensive linemen.
It's been 880, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, talk some Oriole baseball. Jim Hunter, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Jim, longtime voice of the Birds. Orioles lose last night 7-4. Can still win the series out in Anaheim. 4:07 first pitch. Dean Kramer looking for win number one on the season against Tyler Anderson, who's been tough so far for Ron Washington. Also, another draft profile coming up around 12:45. NFL lunch. Get back to the news of the day. Justin Fields is in the news, and we'll elaborate on that. Stay tuned. AL East report at 1:15 and talk more about what the Ravens might do starting tomorrow night at 8 with Cordell Woodland, our colleague, on The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Hope you're having a good day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, everybody.
The latest sports news, and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
1057 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. A little Stevie Nicks for you. It's chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist or band, send your song request. Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles at Anaheim trying to win a series. 4:07 first pitch. They were getting drubbed. They made the score respectable when it was all said and done, but a loss nonetheless. Here to talk about that and look ahead to the rest of the week. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, longtime voice of the Orioles on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. Let's welcome into the show Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. What's happening?
How you doing there, partner?
I can't complain, Jim. Appreciate the time as always. Angels last night, 5-for-10, runners in scoring position. Trout leads off with a homer after taking a called third strike to end the previous night's festivities. So they were swinging a hot bat, but Grayson Rodriguez heard a lot of loud contact. Why was he just a little bit off last night to the point where they were squaring him up big time?
Well, he had one of those nights that pitchers dread, where he kept missing in the happy zone. when you're leaving the ball over the middle of the plate, as he did so often last night, that's the result you're going to have. It's amazing because he did have 7 strikeouts and he only walked one, but he allowed 11 base hits and 4 1/3, and that tells me that the command was not what it had been. In fact, that the 7 runs, Bob, the second most he's allowed in any start in his brief career. Last year, in his final start before he got sent to AAA, he allowed 9 runs, 8 earned against Texas, and then he went down, got himself corrected, and then came back and was really good. But the command is an issue with him. He relies on his fastball. He does have the secondary pitches. But when you're missing in the happy zone against a team that is desperate, and the Angels were desperate, they had lost 5 in a row, that's going to be the result.
Now, as he struggled, the bullpen kind of settled things down a little bit. And I know, Jim, they had a rough week prior here. But Kimbrel aside, How are you feeling about the Baltimore bullpen as we're heading into the last week of April?
Well, they did have a couple of bad days in Kansas City the other day, and they did allow two runs in the win on Monday against the Angels. But overall, I think they're starting to come around. I really do. They have their roles. Unfortunately, and you know, you and I have talked about this on BBT quite a bit. Because the starters don't go deep enough, it seems like there's three, four, or five relievers in a game every single game, and that long term isn't going to work. So you would hope that the starters can, you know, do like what Cole Irvin did the other day, go seven innings. But if the bullpen doesn't get some help, they're going to really come into their own and get fatigued, because you can't keep going to these guys as often as they do. And I know Brandon does a very good job of trying to balance it, where, you know, if a guy pitches today, he may not pitch tomorrow, or if he pitches 2 days in a row, he's definitely not going to pitch on the third day. But, you know, the bullpen overall, they're finding their roles, and Kimbrel has been really, really good. He's up to six saves now. But again, if you keep going to these guys, they're going to wear down.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here, Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Bob, Eddie, Vinny, Serrato. Orioles offense went into last night leading the majors in home runs with 35. Gunner added to the equation. Orioles have hit two or more home runs in 12 games this year. They won 11 of those 12. How surprised are you, Jim? They've been so reliant on the long ball for run production. For instance, they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position.
Well, I think the way the roster is put together, you have home run hitters up and down. So it's really not too surprising that they lead the major leagues in home runs with 36. And that has led to 130 runs, which is more than any team in the American League has scored. So when you have balance up and down the lineup and guys that can go deep, it's not surprising that they rely on that. You know, Gunner hit another home run last night. He's been very, very hot. He's got hits in eight in his last nine games, batting .381 in those nine games, four home runs and nine RBIs. And he's only one of the home run hitters. You know, Kowser's having a good year. They brought Kerstad up, who had a tough night last night, likely won't start today with the Angels starting a left-handed pitcher. But it's okay to rely on the home runs as long as you're getting guys on base. You know, Gunner's home run was a moonshot last night, but it was a solo shot. You'd like to have those home runs, you know, the Earl Weaver three runs or two-run home run to maximize the long ball. But I'm not surprised at all that they're doing this, because I think the balance top to bottom in this lineup, it doesn't matter where in the lineup they hurt you, but you know they're going to be hurt you.
Now, Jim, it was nice to see Holiday's single was over 100 miles per hour, you know, going out. And then, like, his next at-bat, going back to the Gunner homer, the one that he hit the line drive up the middle, was that going through? Would that have been a single? Because then like you said, that was going to be a two-run homer, you know, and then the pitcher got his hand on it and Holiday almost beat it out. I couldn't tell if it was going to get through.
Well, you know, Vinny, the ball that hit the pitcher, I think he actually hit better than his base hit. And it was good to see that they were in back-to-back at-bats.
Yeah.
I don't know where the shortstop was playing, if he was shading up the middle.
He was shading up the middle. He was shading up the middle.
Well, if he was shading up the middle, he might have had a chance to play it. But it was hit so hard, maybe it gets past him. But it was too bad, you know, the way things have been going for him. He finally got another base hit last night, his second of the year, and then he hits a ball even better, and he hits it right off the pitcher, and it ends up being an out. So I think he's coming around. I don't think he'll be in the lineup today, again, because of the left-hander. I'm sure Mateo will be at second base, or Westberg will be at second base, and Arias will be at third. But it was definitely a positive night for Jackson last night. And like I said, I think the ball that he made an out on that hit the pitcher was probably hit better than the base hit.
All right, Jim Hunter, last thing for you. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, our colleague here. We talk about unsung Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn. Just go back to last year. He came over for Kansas City. We've spotlighted him before. He had two ribbies last night. Looked like the Orioles were going to get back in that game. But when we talk about players who get lost in the shuffle of the fawning over this guy and praising that guy, what about Ryan O'Hearn's importance to the team, not just last year, but obviously moving forward here in 24?
Well, he's very important because he understands what he is on this team. He understands his role, and he thrives in his role. He gets the majority of his starts against right-handed pitching. So, again, I don't think he'll be in the lineup today because the Angels are starting a lefty. But when you get production like that, and he could play first base, and, you know, Mountcastle had the knee was sore the last couple of days. He did get into the game last night. But O'Hearn is very important because, Bob, you and I talked about this last week on BBT. It's one thing to be a role player, but it's another thing to understand that that's your job and you're going to thrive in that role. And that's the thing I respect so much about him is that he understands he's not going to play every day. He's going to get his majority of the at-bats against right-handed pitching, and he's thriving. I mean, you look at his numbers, and he is very, very beneficial to this team. I mean, he's got 4 home runs, only 8 RBIs, but he's only played in 18 games because he doesn't play against left-handed pitching. So I think on this team where you have your everyday players, and I know Gunnar's made every start at shortstop this year, you're going to have guys like that you rely on. But the role players are very, very important, and he's one of the best role players I've ever seen because he accepts the role, and then he goes out and thrives.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, longtime voice of the Orioles, Jim Hunter. Jim, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game this afternoon, and enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
And avoid that pollen. It's everywhere.
I'll do my best. I'm a very nimble man, as you know. All right, Jim. Jim Hunter, everybody. We'll come back. Draft profiles rolling on. Talking wideouts today. Ravens could go there at 30. We'll talk more about that with Cordell Woodland at 1:30. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And then your American League East report at 1:15.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Here they come up the middle. Rattler stands tall and he completes for a first down. Oh my goodness, the Jets are on for Xavier Leggett. Turned a first down into a touchdown, 76 yards.
Draft profiles continue on here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. First round tomorrow in Detroit starts at 8 o'clock. Ravens have the 30th pick, one of their 9 selections for this weekend. Could they go wide receiver? And would the next player be a prudent selection at that?
Xavier Leggett, South Carolina, 6'1", 221, 4.39 in a 40, 154.10. 31 7/8 arm, 9-inch hands, jersey 17, a senior. 40-inch vertical jump, crazy. 10-6 broad jump, awesome athletic numbers. Now, in 2019, 9 catches for 80 yards, 1 touchdown. 2020, 7 catches, 113 yards. 2021, 8 catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. 2022, 18 catches for 167, 9.3 average. 2023, 71 catches for 1,255 yards, average 17.7, 7 touchdowns. He had 32 starts, averaged 26.4 on 29 kickoff returns. Was a quarterback in high school, 3-star. Now, his quarterback rating when targeted, 127.1 this past year. Strength, size, speed, athlete. Shows burst upfield after the catch. He adjusts to the deep ball well. Good hands, shows speed to run away from people. Thick, strong after catch. Wins contested catches. We'll go up at the highest point to get the ball. We'll go over the middle, take a hit. Excellent ball awareness. Finds the ball and adjusts to it. Good body control. Has yak ability with some size, strength, speed. Strong versus press. Big time speed and acceleration. Good balance with ball in his hands. Great play strength. And he uses it. Strong hands, will block. Weakness. 1 year big production. We'll need route development on all NFL routes. Little tight in the hips, more north-south. We'll need polish versus press, first year over 30 targets. In summary, I like this kid's strength and speed. He can go get the ball. Strong physical kid like Deebo Samuel or A.J. Brown would be a good fit for the Ravens. We'll need a lot of route development, though. But the thing is, with that type of kid, your scouts and everybody, they got to go talk to the coach. Got to find out what happened the other years, 19, 20, 21, 22. For 4 years, he did nothing. Then what happened this year to get him, you know, for 71 catches? I mean, he goes from 18 to 71. What was the reasoning? Was it quarterback play, different coach? You know, why did he make this jump? Because is that something that, you know, that's like the beginning of what we're expecting from him, or that's just kind of a one-year wonder type thing?
Yeah, and to that point, in those first 4 years,
yeah,
42 catches combined.
Right.
And he had 71.
For almost 1,300 yards.
In 1 year. Now, Spencer Rattler, we remember him.
Yeah.
I mean, former Oklahoma and then transferred to South Carolina. He was the QB. But either way, Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore zone, we always refer to Mel, Calvert Hall, has Xavier Leggett as his number six receiver in this year's class. And in the dueling three-round mock draft, and take it for what it's worth, they're all going to change over the next 36 hours or whatever it is. Field Yates, with the last pick in the first round, has Leggett going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come.
At 32. Yeah, I mean, big, strong, physical receiver. Going to need route development. So that'll take a little time to learn that. But he's 221 pounds, runs 4.3. So that's a big body moving.
Look, if you compare and you use Deebo and AJ Brown, if he's that, and you don't know if he is, by the way.
Right.
Because Deebo Samuel and AJ Brown were both second-round draft picks.
Yep.
If he's that, sign me up. You know what I mean? What do you think there, quick draw, before we hit news from the Nat? You call with a receiver at 30 if that's what they decide to do, the Ravens?
No, I agree with what Vinny said earlier. It depends context, how everything's shaking out. You know, did all the O-linemen fly off the board before the Ravens could get there? I still think in that situation they're probably going to try to trade back if they don't have their absolute top favorite guys there. But just black and white situation, receiver at 30 wouldn't be the end of the world for me.
I would say if a receiver is taken, Norm, I agree with what you just said, that it would be a trade back and get extra picks.
Sure.
That's what I would think.
So the more second roundy sort of thing.
Yeah, you say you go to 36.
But is he then still, assuming he's someone they like, is he still in the conversation at that point?
He'd be in the conversation. The question is, would he be there? I mean, that's going to be, his range is going to be 25 to 40 right in there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Would you have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ravens going wide out with the 30th pick, assuming they stay? Give us a call at 410-583-1057. Got NFL lunch coming up next. American League East report at 115. Busy day in the division. No longer led by the Orioles, but hey, that's just a blip in the radar screen there, or on it. And then Cordell Willett's going to be joining us, our colleague on the Fan, shaking it up sports. Would he be cool with a wide receiver? I think he has already said he wouldn't mind it. Mm-hmm. I guess it all depends on who that receiver would be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.